I am my own teacher. Yes, I am my own teacher. I teach myself all those things that are vital and interesting and wonderful for me to know, because I love being my own teacher. For when I teach myself the things that interest me. I teach the things that make my curiosity be piqued a little bit. Now, while you might say, how can you know what things you're interested in if you don't know anything about them? How can you know things that are not going to pique your curiosity if you have never piqued your curiosity with all the things it might be piqued with? Well, it's just like this. Just as a child asks questions about everything, so you never grow too old to ask questions about everything. We have this childlike activity within us all of our lives where we're always asking questions. We're always seeking answers. We're always seeking why. And not because we're naughty curious. We are just curious. We are just interested in everything in life. And so therefore, I am my own best teacher because I teach myself about all those things that I am interested in at the moment. Now, I may choose to change my interest level any moment that I am alive. I may go from one moment to another and have all of a sudden a desire for different interests, for different things that delight me and that make me feel, hey, that's kind of nice, that's kind of interesting. Now, why does a worm live in the ground? Well, that's a human question. Why does a worm live? A worm lives because it is created as a worm. It is created as an ideal worm. Now, how does it create itself as an ideal worm? Well, it creates itself as an ideal worm as one of the places living underground. And its bodily system is designed to let the earth pass through the body. And while it's passing through the body takes on all of the vitamins and the minerals and all the enzymes and various other things that are good for it. Now, how does a worm know how to do that? Well, it's in the worm's original purity and integrity to do that. It's in the worm's original nature to do that. Now, is it a good thing for a worm to do that? Well, that's part of nature. That's part of the divine plan. That's part of how God planned everything. The divine planned everything to bring everything into a harmonious balance. We sometimes wonder why there are so many insects. The insects are not so good for us. We complain about them. Well, why does a worm do what it does? Because it's a divine plan to do it. It's a divine plan for insects to be insects. It's a divine plan for you and me to be who we are. Now, are we going to be armchair individuals who like to just sit back and let everybody else do the thinking and do the creativity of imagination, do the wondering and whying of why things are? Lots of people are just couch potatoes. They'd rather sit and watch TV rather than go out and create the scene for a TV. Well, perhaps everybody is creating the scene for a TV. Everybody is going out and being their own teacher in their own way. And they're learning in their own way, and they're coming to conclusions in their own way. Now, what is your way? What is the way that makes you delighted, that makes you happy, that makes you fulfilled, that makes you feel everything in this world is just something tremendously super? What is it? Well, that's a good question. And we don't always care, really. We take things step by step. We take things just moment by moment. We go along just wonderfully, beautifully, not slowly, not fast. We just go along according to where our curiosity takes us. Our curiosity is that level of humanness, that level of divinity, that level of allness that we are. And depending upon our curiosity, we reach out into the allness that we are and bring forth the understanding that we have. Who understands the worm? Well, the man is beginning to understand the worm. Scientists are beginning to do research on worms and see how they function and see how they live. They're doing research on bacteria, on enzymes, on all the things that make up the body. And they're doing this research not because they want to research those things. They want to know how it affects the body and how good bacteria do good things for the body and how, so to speak, bad bacteria do bad things for the body, and how the body takes care of itself and has its own enzymes, its own bacteria that can handle everything, that can work with everything. Now, we have that curiosity, and that curiosity makes us our own best teacher, because when we look outwardly for the answer of why a worm does what it does, we come up with obvious answers, obvious reasons. But when we look within ourselves to the teacher within us, the best teacher in the universe, then we come up with an answer that is more fulfilling than any we could have ever dreamed. A worm is fulfilling its destiny, you might say. A worm is fulfilling its incarnation, you might say. A worm is fulfilling its oneness with the all. And what is that? All is good and very good. All is wonderful and very wonderful. And the more we understand that the teacher within has the answer to every question we can come up with, every curiosity our mind might inspire us with, everything that happens to us, our teacher within is always standing there guiding us. Now, if children go with the teacher on a field trip, the teacher is going to explain to them what's going on. The teacher is going to explain to them the things that they're seeing. The teacher is going to explain to them all of the things that are going on in their world and making their world exciting and wonderful, dynamic and beautiful, and something very, very special. Now, who is that teacher within you, within me? How do we inspire that teacher and ourselves to be one? How do we inspire each other to know what's going on? How do we get to feel how this works? How do we get to feel how it functions? How do we get to feel how it goes on in our life? Well, that's a matter of wanting to know and then letting go and letting that divine teacher within reveal it. Now, we have been accustomed to listening without. We've been accustomed to listening to the music that is played on the radio or on television or on our Walkman or on our digital players. We're accustomed to looking for wisdom everywhere, and we're accustomed to looking for wisdom everywhere and not where it really is within ourselves. When we train ourselves to listen to the teacher within, as teachers often say to children, now what do you think? How do you think this could be? How do you think this should happen? What's your thought on this? What's your idea? What's your input? That's what think groups are all about. That's what think tanks are all about. People go and think. And why do they have think tanks? Because people are not accustomed to thinking about these things. And only the geniuses, you might say, only those who are really brilliant, listening within and hearing what's going on and understanding it and knowing it and believing it. When you have a good teacher, you listen intently and you are happy to learn. When you have a bad teacher, a teacher that tells you, don't you know that? You should know that. That's something that everybody knows. That's you. Why did you make that stupid mistake? Because everybody knows that. You know, you tend to turn off a teacher like that, and you tend to go back and do your own thing and be even more curious in a negative way. But we don't have to. We can listen to the teacher within. We can train ourselves to listen to the teacher within, and we can have that genius within be revealed to us in more and more magical, wonderful ways. It's just up to us what we want to do and how we want to do it and when we want to do it. And if you're ready, If you're ready, it's ready for you, because that's what it's all about. Listening to the teacher within. Have a wonderful session listening to the teacher within you, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.